proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio, we have our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having me today.
Well, Jackie, I know you appreciate the subject that we're about ready to talk about. I know I do as well. But we're going to talk about visiting the land of Israel. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love Israel.
Okay, I think many of our listeners do as well. Maybe some of our listeners have had the opportunity to go there. Maybe for some, it's just simply a dream that they've had to go. And maybe there's others that are, maybe they haven't thought much about this, or maybe they're afraid of what they hear on the news. But let's talk about why Christians should want to visit Israel. And so, Jackie, you've been there before, haven't you?
Yes, I've been 3 times.
Okay, and I'm sure every time gets better for you.
Yes, it does.
So, whet our appetites a little bit, Jackie, and explain a little bit. Let's land our plane at Ben-Gurion Airport. Why should we visit Israel?
I think that Christians, if they're able, that they should visit Israel because, first of all, you learn the culture that the Bible was written in. I mean, we have to realize that the Bible was made in Israel. It is a product of Israel. And unless we can really see the culture and the land that was there, we may miss some of what's there for us to know.
Yes, the Bible really does come alive in a very fresh way as you see the places, the people that's there. And there's a lot that's changed, obviously, since 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here. But let's talk about that. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Let's talk about the Galilee, for example. We go up there, you see the Sea of Galilee, come to the village at Capernaum. What thoughts come to your mind when you go up there?
You know, the biggest thing that I realize when I'm around the Upper Galilee is that almost all of the Lord Jesus' ministry, except the times when he was in Jerusalem, is there in a little nook of the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. Even today is rural, you know, there's no big hotels there, it's not all built up. And just to think that that the Lord himself came and invested so much time in just tiny little place. And, you know, we may think, oh, that's insignificant, but it wasn't insignificant for him. And then I think, okay, nothing is insignificant for him. Everything for him, every place is very meaningful.
Well, you're absolutely right. Well, let's now take our way. We'll take Highway 90. We're going to go through the Jordan Rift Valley. We come to Jericho, across the Jordan River, and then now we are in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I know that's just a favorite place. People are anticipating that, seeing the Temple Mount, they see the old city. But now we think about Jesus, especially in his last days on earth. And what are some places that really come to your mind as you go there when we think about the Passion Week?
Oh, wow. Well, the Mount of Olives is one of my favorite places. And thinking about the Lord being up there and looking back over the city and the Olivet Discourse, and as he's talking to the disciples right before the time when he's crucified. And then on the Mount of Olives, you can look across there, you can see the Eastern Gate, and thinking that he rode through that gate, and then in the future, he will come back through that gate. Those are some of my favorite places to think about when I'm thinking about Jerusalem.
Well, there's so many places. I think the thing is, too, it's not so much a matter of location, but it's a matter of faith, ultimately, as we think about Jesus, how he died, he was buried, and he rose again. That's the gospel.
That is the gospel, Aaron. And, you know, it all happened right there in Jerusalem. We may not know the exact spot of some of these places, because, as you said, it was 2,000 years ago, but we can know it happened there in that city. And just to be there and to get the feel for it, I think, you know, it really helps us to grow in our faith.
Well, that's great. Again, we're with Jackie Powell today, and we've been talking about why visiting Israel. And I don't know about you, I am ready to pack my bags and get on that plane and head over. By the way, IBJM does host a regular study tour to Israel, and I hope you can join us in the future. Just contact us here at IBJM for more information about that. So again, Jackie Powell, I want to say in Hebrew, Todah Rabah.
Bavakashah, Aaron, thank you very much.
All right. Again, we've had Jackie Powell with us talking about visiting Israel, and I hope you can join us next time as we're going to talk about more about the history of Israel and the Jewish people from the lens of Scripture.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.